While federal coronavirus relief legislation is in doubt because of Republican disarray and partisan disputes, California lawmakers are rushing to pass their own measures in the closing month of the state legislative session.
I'll start off by saying, invest, don't cut.
Democratic Assemblymember Miguel Santiago of Los Angeles is the author of AB 1253, a measure that would create a millionaire's tax to fund California's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. He says during the pandemic, half of 1% of California's population has been doing well financially, while 99.5% is hurting. He says it's time for everybody to step up and pay their fair share.
We don't want to go back to normal. And I've said this over and over and over. We don't want to get back to normal because the normal was not working for over 99% of the people. We want a better California. Here's our opportunity now that we're in a pandemic. And let's be very clear about it. Millionaires and billionaires are doing well, but they should help everybody else who's not doing as well.
Santiago's bill is opposed by the California Chamber of Commerce and other business groups. They say California's income tax rate is already the highest in the nation, and they say the bill would hurt California's economy. But many advocates disagree. Mike Harold is with the Western Center on Law and Poverty.
There is something fundamentally wrong with the way that our current system is structured. And it is providing enormous benefits to those at the very top while depriving millions and millions of Californians of just the basic necessities of life every day. And it's for that reason that we support AB 1253 and we support other revenue measures that we hope to have introduced in the coming days.
Democratic Assemblymember Rob Bonta of Oakland described how the tax would work.
So we're asking folks, we're saying you can have your first million after deductions in the pandemic with no additional tax on AB 1253. But your second million, we want you to give 1 cent per dollar of your second million. And for your third, fourth, and fifth million, we're saying how about 3 cents?
Supporters of the bill call it a matter of fairness. Jeff Freitas is president of the California Federation of Teachers.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, California's 150, yes, only 150 billionaires amassed $175 billion more dollars. That's nearly twice what California spent on K-12 education in the last year. That's 17 times more than the Prop 98 reductions from last year to next year for education funding. In that same period of time where they gained $175 billion, 11 more Californians joined the ranks of the billionaire class. The rich haven't just been unscathed in this pandemic. Their wealth has ballooned.
The proposed millionaire and billionaires tax would bring in about $6.5 billion, money that could help beef up testing and help safely reopen schools, among other coronavirus responses. Meanwhile, advocates say California is facing another looming crisis, an eviction crisis. Dr. Marco Cushell is director of the UCSF Center for Vulnerable Populations.
I fear that the looming eviction crisis of 2020 will make the 2008 crisis pale in comparison. We must do everything in our power to prevent that. As an urgent matter of both public health and racial justice, in the middle of the worst health crisis of our lifetimes, it is essential that we do all that we can to prevent the impending eviction crisis.
A Census Bureau survey shows 1 in 7 Californians did not pay rent on time last month. Democratic Assemblymember David Chu of San Francisco is the author of AB 1436, a measure aimed at preventing mass evictions. It would give tenants a year to make up missed rent payments caused by the pandemic. It would also give landlords relief from foreclosures.
If we don't make any changes to the law, we're going to see a whole slew of Californians who are evicted, and those landlords will never get paid. And so we want to give folks time to earn that money, to save up that money, to pay those landlords back. And that's really the crux of the bill, to resolve disputes so that tenants can remain housed and landlords can collect their rent.
Chu's AB 1436, as well as Santiago's AB 1253, face a deadline of August 31st, the end of the state legislative session. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.